The following show, Truth, Medicine, and Politics, is sponsored, and the views expressed on the show are solely that of the host, which KABC does not necessarily agree with or endorse.
Cutting through the massive disinformation and propaganda to give you the truth about medical and political controversies, this is Truth, Medicine, and Politics with the executive producer of the award-winning film, American Addict, Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. Or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
And it is Saturday night, so that means that I am back. This is Dr. Gregory A. Smith, and happy Saturday night. And before we start with the show tonight, I have to address what the DEA did this week, or maybe I should say what they didn't do, and that is that they left marijuana as a Schedule I drug. And this is important. For everyone listening, this is very important. I'm going to tell you why. The DEA ranks drugs by these schedules based on if they're effective, if they're safe. And Schedule One means that the drug marijuana is not safe, very addictive, according to the DEA, and has absolutely no proven medicinal benefits whatsoever, which is ludicrous. And if you think about this, cocaine and meth are Schedule Two drugs. That means that marijuana, based on the DEA's application of this, is more dangerous than cocaine and methamphetamine. It's ridiculous. And this is in the face of a mountain of evidence, clinical evidence, that medical marijuana can help all kinds of disorders, you know, from pain to insomnia, emotional disorders. Obviously, people have talked about its benefits in cancer. And the reason they cite it is because there's a lack of evidence. Well, why is there a lack of evidence? Let me ask you a question. If I came to you and said, look, I want to do a study on heroin, we're going to get three groups of people. We're going to do a double-blind study. Our control group, where they do nothing, they're the control, and we have a group that gets heroin, and we get a group that gets the fake heroin. How many people are going to participate in that study? Who's going to give money for that study? Well, this is why marijuana has poor studies or lack of evidence, at least in terms of double-blind studies, because the federal government continues to keep it Schedule One, illegal, saying that it is a dangerous drug that has no effects. It's ludicrous. It's like Reefer Nation on steroids in Washington, I guess. But is it? I mean, I always ask myself, what's the real reason why? Is it really that they think there's no evidence? Are they really that blind? Or is it something deeper? And of course, I believe it's something deeper. I believe that this is the long and strong arm of the big pharmaceutical companies coming down again and exercising their will, their muscle to the federal government. Because if you think about it, the pharmaceutical companies are 7-10 years or even more deep into their research and development of what? Drugs. And they know that if marijuana is rescheduled to Schedule II, that there'll be an explosion of well-done clinical studies showing what we already know, and that it is safe and effective and so much more or less toxic than the vast majority of medications that are on the market today in a variety of disorders, a variety of diseases. And what does that mean? That means they will lose tens of, if not hundreds of billions of dollars in revenue. So I believe that this is really a ploy to give the pharmaceutical companies a chance to catch up or to do some kind of regulation so that it can freeze everybody else out. But this is important. And these are kind of things that we talk about on this show that I just want you to wake up and realize what is being done to you. Because once again, we see that big business can control a medical system. And again, that money trumps your health. That is the public health. And Trump is, I don't mean no pun intended for Trump, but it trumps the public health. So that's what I think about what the DEA did this week. It's terrible. It makes me really sick to my stomach, and I just want you all to know the real deal with that. It is ridiculous to think that marijuana is a Schedule I drug. Anyway, we're going to talk about some really good stuff today, or tonight, I should say. My guest tonight is Ken Rolla, and his website is freshandalive.com. That's freshandalive.com. And Ken is a natural health educator and an expert in scalar energy. And don't worry if you don't know what scalar energy is, because we're going to define and talk about that. And we're also going to talk about what are the potential blockbuster medical benefits from scalar energy, and also the sinister part of this, because there are scalar energy weapons. So that's one of the things that we're really going to focus on tonight. So I'm going to bring Ken, and Ken, you're on 3 hours ahead. It's midnight there. I want to bring you on the show, and thank you for being here, and thank you for staying up so late.
Oh, my pleasure, Dr. Smith.
Well, listen, you spent many, many years in this field educating people and talking to them about scalar energy. And I know this is related to things that Nikola Tesla did many, many years ago. He was so far ahead of his time. Can you tell the audience, really, what is scalar energy?
Okay. Well, the term scalar energy is just one of the latest terms that some scientists are using to describe this energy. What it really is superluminal light, meaning that it's light that's going far faster than what we've been told is the speed of light. As it turns out, the speed of light is not fixed, and in fact, when it goes extremely fast beyond what we've been told is the speed of light, then it can actually appear to be dark energy or dark matter, and it has radically different properties. And it's actually kind of what the whole three-dimensional physical universe is made of, because this energy is spiraling out of the centers of galaxies. And as it comes out, it's spiraling and it's branching, or it's fractaling as it goes, and it's relayed outward from the center of the galaxy through the suns and the planets, because it's been discovered that suns and planets have singularities at their center, a black hole, and they act as a relay for this energy. It's multidimensional energy. It's not conventional electromagnetic waves. It's very, very weird energy. It's interdimensional, and so it's relayed from large suns at the center of the galaxy outward from sun to sun to sun, and the planets, too. It's radiated from those out to the planets. So you've got this giant web of black holes across the galaxy that are the stars and planets where this energy is relayed. And when it gets to us, it's coming down to us from our sun, and it's coming up from the center of the Earth. And so it creates matter and the electromagnetic energy that we can see and measure. It actually slows down and coagulates into 3D reality. And it's also the energy that consciousness is made of. And so I kind of liken this energy flowing through the galaxy to God consciousness. It has an intelligence behind it, and it has really weird properties. It's multidimensional. It flows through different dimensions of time and space, and it can, as I said, it can alter matter. It can alter and structure conventional energies that we can see and measure, and it has a lot of really interesting applications. Nikola Tesla most definitely was working with this and understood this, and now our government, other governments are using this type of energy for weaponry and various things, and it's one of their biggest secrets. They don't want people to know the capabilities that they have with this energy, because it can be used for everything from manipulating weather to destroying an entire continent. You know, you could use a weapon that could basically collapse the crust of the Earth across an entire continent with this stuff, with one shot. And so it can be extremely beneficial. It can also be extremely dangerous and damaging. And unfortunately, you know, our military and other militaries, they're looking at ways to use it for heinous purposes. But it can also be used for healing. And in fact, this type of energy is found throughout nature, in plants, in animals, in human beings. And it's flowing through our cells. It's flowing through our bodies. Our own consciousness is this energy. And so some scientists are calling it scalar energy. Some have called it tachyon energy or chi or prana or zero-point energy or orgone. There's a litany of names for it, torsion waves, torsion energy. But whatever you call it, it's all referring to this fast and light, subtle energy that really is the fabric of the cosmos, and it's what our three-dimensional reality is made of.
Now you said weapons, because that sounded a little scary. Are these weapons already, are they in development, or are you saying that there are countries that have scalar energy weapons right now?
Oh, there are definitely countries that have it right now. It's being used for weather modification, for one thing. The High Area Auroral Research Project, or HARP, which are some very large scalar wave antennas, they're publicly referred to as microwave antennas, which technically is not incorrect because these waves are extremely high frequency, beyond what we can conventionally measure. But those antennas, they're very large antennas. They've got some based on land, some based on the ocean, and they can project this energy up into the atmosphere, and they can alter jet streams and generate huge amounts of heat or cooling in an area, and therefore radically alter weather. It can be used directed into the crust of the Earth and create earthquakes by shifting the tectonic plates. It can be used as a beam weapon to disintegrate matter. So, for example, there's a lot of evidence that looks like the 9/11 Twin Towers were taken down, at least partially, with the scalar weapon. And it can kill people. You can use it to make people appear to have a heart attack or some other disorder. You can put sounds into people's heads. So, in fact, this technology has been used reportedly on the battlefield in the first war in Iraq to convince the Iraqi soldiers that Allah was telling them to lay down their weapons. That's known as voice of God technology. It's combined with scalar and sound. There are many, many applications for this stuff, and it is definitely being used, and it has been used for probably a good 50 years now, at least, in various capacities.
That's pretty scary. So you're saying that they can actually make voices in a person's head. It's not just energy, but they can manipulate it so a person could imagine they're hearing something.
Well, they won't imagine it. They'll hear it. It's real sound. If you go online and Google voice of God technology, you can find patents on this stuff that have been declassified. And I've actually had a friend who experienced it. He was in the military, and after he got out, he was hearing his commanding officer telling him to do things. And because I knew him very closely, I knew what was going on. He wasn't just delusional. He was actually hearing things. It's really nasty, and it's one of our government's biggest secrets. And so people that typically get exposed to this stuff get killed. The architect of the U.S. Scalar Weapons Program was Dr. Fred Bell. And a few years ago, he was on Jesse Ventura's program Conspiracy Theory, exposing the entire program, and within 12 hours he was killed by a scalar energy weapon.
That's confirmed. I mean, how do we, because I think he died of a heart attack, right? I mean,
right, that's the official word on it, but I know some of his family members and people behind the scenes who know, and they say that it was a scalar weapon, and that's the thing about a scalar weapon. It's hard to trace because you can manipulate matter in the body. You can actually, you can alter matter. You can change structures in the body and create something that will kill somebody, give them a heart attack, alter brainwave states, all kinds of stuff.
So it can
appear as something else. And medical doctors are not trained in how to, and they don't have the tools, quite honestly, to detect this. You need a scalar device like there's a technology called quantum biofeedback. A device called a QXCI SCIO or Indigo. Those devices can detect when this stuff has been used on somebody, but conventional technologies won't show when it's being used.
So if an autopsy was done or if it was done on him, it could show a real evidence of a real heart attack, but the cause of it could have been a scalar energy weapon.
Precisely.
So there's no way you could even... So if you had one of the devices you just talked about in an autopsy situation, would it be detectable, or is it too late once the energy is given and they have the heart attack, it dissipates?
I think, you know, I've never done it, so I couldn't say, but I think it would be because these devices are scalar devices themselves. They're very sophisticated scalar devices. And the way these things work is all matter at the subatomic level vibrates. And so, you know, hydrogen atom has a different vibrational frequency in the subatomic level than, say, oxygen. And so you can look at, for example, if you take two hydrogen atoms and an oxygen atom and combine them, you're going to have the overall frequency of water. So you can use that concept to detect in any tissue or living organism what's present by its subatomic vibrational frequency. So as long as the body is there, you should be able to read it with these devices. And you can find toxins, poisons, you can find all kinds of stuff. But also, it will because it's a scalar device, it can detect scalar frequencies. It can detect EMF damage in the body and a lot of... It can even detect emotional stuff in a living human being, because the emotions and the mind, brainwaves, are a form of scalar energy.
Well, I wonder if the family was concerned that that is how he died, would it have been possible to do this? Or is that one of those situations where it's ruled a certain thing and the body's cremated? Or what? I mean, I don't know what happened after he passed away, but I'm just wondering if these things are happening, because that would be proof, right? Because everybody wants to always see, well, where is the proof that this happened? Or that this is being done, and I'm not sure you have the answer to that, but I'm just saying that it seems like that if these things are happening, that people would take some action, and even in an autopsy situation, see if they could prove that this is a real thing.
Well, that's the problem, is it's extremely difficult to prove, because this technology is not recognized by mainstream science. You know, this stuff is in the realm of covert military operations. And so it's not allowed into the mainstream. The moment that this, any kind of applications for this kind of technology gets into the science journals and trade journals, it gets sequestered and classified. And so very quickly, within a year or two, it disappears. And I've seen this over and over again with a lot of advanced technologies. I've worked with a lot of advanced technologies, and that's what I've seen consistently happen. When a new technology comes along that is unknown, when it becomes clear, you have to understand that our military and intelligence agencies, they watch scientific trade journals, they watch for these strategic technologies. And so when this stuff starts emerging in the academic literature, then when it becomes clear that there's a strategic use for these technologies, they will get... Usually what will happen is the people developing it will get offered a job working for the government or contracting with them, and then the technology goes black. It gets classified and goes black. So it is very difficult to prove this. This is what I've been teaching people for a long time, is how to use these advanced technologies that we have in the public domain to identify and determine what's going on. But to have, like, a peer-reviewed scientific journal prove what's going on,
be difficult.
That's going to be a while.
Yeah. Well, my guest tonight is Ken Rolla. Freshandalive.com is the website, freshandalive.com. We're talking about scalar energy. If you want to call in and ask a question, it's 800-222-5222. Too many twos. 800-222-5222. 800-ABC-KABC. And... so we've talked about some of the bad things of scalar energy. What are some of the good applications? Because it seems like with all these advanced technologies, there's always so much great things that can be done for people.
Exactly.
And then there's the flip side. That some, you know, it seems like that there's always some agency or some people that are putting it to a weaponry use. So what are the good things that we can do with scalar energy?
Well, there's a lot of absolutely amazing things, because, as I mentioned, these technologies can create and alter matter, and they have a lot of strange properties. These waves do not propagate the way conventional electromagnetic waves, or what are called transverse waves, do. Because they're interdimensional, they're what are, in physics terms, are called non-local, which means that these waves are kind of like, rather than traveling through space or, you know, over a distance, they kind of simultaneously exist. Actually, what's going on is there's, in the emptiness of space, and I mean all space, there is actually huge amounts of energy of this scalar energy, these scalar fields. And so you can actually, when you transmit this energy, it's kind of like pushing water through a plumbing pipe. You know, you can have miles of plumbing with water in it, and if you push a plunger in one end, you're going to get water coming out the other end however many miles away. And it's the same thing with this kind of energy. Because of its unusual properties, you can push on one place in space on it, and it could be many light years away that the push will pop out somewhere else. And so, for example, positive applications of this stuff is you can create a cell phone, for example, that not only can heal you if you use the right frequencies, it could, for example, heal cancer or disease in the body and restructure damaged and diseased cells and help to heal them, while it has perfect clarity anywhere in the cosmos. So you could be talking to somebody on your phone who's on Mars and you're on Earth, and it would have perfect clarity because these waves do not transmit through space. They're non-local. They're simultaneous throughout space and time. You can also, the body actually uses scalar waves all the time to regenerate cells. There's a man named Dr. Thomas Bearden, who was a NASA nuclear physicist, who I saw his patent application for a technology to neutralize radioactivity, and he mentioned in that he got the idea from observing human cells, and what he discovered was that cells will actually send scalar waves through superconducting minerals in the cells and in the DNA and actually go through time, back in time, to get the energetic pattern for the healthy cell and bring it into the present. And this happens all the time when cells regenerate. This is what they're doing. We've been taught that the DNA is the genetic blueprint for a living organism, but the DNA is actually an antenna that is the carrier of the blueprint. The actual blueprint, the root source of it, is in consciousness itself. And there's more and more science showing this. And so the DNA is a superconducting antenna that's loaded up with these minerals that can become superconducting under certain conditions, and the cells as well. And so Bearden showed that cells will send out these scalar signals through time, bring the pattern for the healthy cell back in the present, use that to structure a new cell with. And so therefore you can heal DNA damage and all kinds of stuff. So Royal Rife back, 75 years ago developed a machine that is a scalar energy machine that was he used to cure cancer and all kinds of diseases energetically, and had a lot of interesting properties. It could structure water and make it healing and do all kinds of things. And since then, it's gotten much more sophisticated now with devices like the QXCI Skio and Indigo. These machines, you get hooked up to them with some electrodes on your ankles and wrists and forehead, and it can read the energetic signature of the body, but then it can send scalar waves back into the body, and it can actually send in counter frequencies to whatever is wrong within the body, and it can alter the matter in the body and accelerate healing. Sometimes amazingly so. For example, I got radiation poisoning 3 times now, and the first time I found out that this device, the QXCI Skio, which, of course, I'm not giving any medical advice here because this device is not approved by the FDA for any kind of treatment or diagnostics. But in my experience, with my radiation poisoning, I got hooked up to this machine, and it sent the opposite frequencies of the radioactive elements into my body and altered them and neutralized the radioactivity within like 2-hour period. And so because these scalar waves can alter and create matter, it can do amazing things like that. It can kill parasites in the body. It can detect heavy metals in the body. Just many, many things that it has applications for.
Well, what you're saying, too, is, and I want to come back to that in a minute, but one of the things you said a few minutes ago was that this can go back in time. And I know that you've talked about basically bringing back extinct animals or flowers. Is that possible? Are you saying that you can, this has the ability to get an animal that doesn't exist anymore and bring it back?
Potentially. There's a physicist, a high-level Russian physicist working for the Russian military named Dr. Alexander Golod. And he, when the Cold War lessened up a little bit, he had a multi-million-dollar year budget, and he was tasked with studying pyramids, which he did, and he found a lot of very interesting uses for them. Surprisingly, Golod was a very benevolent man, and he found a lot of beneficial uses for them, for healing, for improving weather, for clearing pollution out of the atmosphere, for neutralizing radioactivity in the atmosphere and in groundwater. And one of the things that he was not expecting at all, he built a 144-foot-high pyramid outside of Moscow. And somebody noticed these flowers after a few months growing out in the fields around this pyramid, and they'd never seen them before. So Golod called in a botanist to have them identified, and it turns out the flowers have been extinct on Earth for 11 million years. And so he theorized that the scalar energy, these pyramids are scalar energy antennas. They're capturing this energy coming from the sun and coming from the center of the Earth and then creating a localized toroidal field and then also creating a vortex of energy up through the tip. And so he theorized that somehow these pyramids were able to tap into the quantum field, or what some people might call the Akashic records, and bring that pattern back into physicality. And so that gave me hope for the possibility of, you know, maybe bringing back extinct species that we've wiped out.
That's amazing. I mean, what you're saying here is that this technology is basically could cure almost anything. I mean, if it can reorganize matter, if it can bring go back in time, so to speak, to cure certain things, there seems to be no limitation. Am I reading you right? Because what you're saying is pretty incredible.
Precisely. It's so far out that people have a hard time believing it. And, you know, I was trained as an engineer, and, you know, what I was taught in engineering school, I've come to realize after many years of developing these technologies, because I also manufacture scalar devices and understanding the physics of it, this is a physics. Well, first of all, our understanding of physics and chemistry and biology is fundamentally flawed, and very high-level, heavy-hitter scientists are saying this and showing this. Nobel Prize winners, you know, are coming out saying that our understanding of physics, matter and energy, chemistry, biology are fundamentally flawed, and this is part of the flaw. We have been intentionally kept away from this. Tesla discovered this 100 years ago. But we've been kept away from it because it would eliminate the control we have on this planet of energy. I mean, if this stuff indeed alters matter and energy, you can create free energy with it. You can neutralize radioactive elements with it, which, in fact, I mean, that's already a done deal. There are 61 patents worldwide for methods for neutralizing radioactivity. You know, Fukushima could be cleaned up within a few weeks or months. And I witnessed this done back in the 90s with a man named Ewell Brown, who I was working with, who developed water fuel technology. And it was it used this energy in its processes in the creation of this this gas. Brown would take water and pulse electricity through it in a very specific way, and it would bring the scalar energy into the system, which is this interdimensional energy. And when you bring it in, it can create huge amounts of energy to disassociate the H2O into hydrogen and oxygen and then recombine it into HHO, which is a different molecular structure of water, and it would turn it into a gas, which then would burn, and it had a lot of really weird quantum properties. And that flame, when that flame would hit any kind of matter, it would react with it on the atomic and subatomic levels and rearrange the atomic structure of whatever it was burning. And so Brown figured out a way to combine it with a couple of metals. He would take radioactive elements, combine it with a couple of metals, and burn them together, and it would neutralize the radioactive elements. But that's exactly what I'm saying. What can't be healed if you can alter matter? What can't be created if you can alter matter? This is one of the biggest secrets that our government and other governments have, and they do not want people to know about it.
So Ken, that brings up the question. You have these devices, right? You are manufacturing these devices. Is this something that concerns you for your own safety? And if you're making these devices, the technology's already here. Is that correct?
Yes, increasingly it's here. The devices I manufacture aren't threatening anybody's paradigm, so I haven't had any problems. My devices help people with sleep and protect them against EMF and that kind of thing. I have noticed, as a side note, I can't really advertise this on my devices, but I've noticed anecdotally with other people and myself that it does seem to accelerate manifestation of thought into reality, because your brain waves, you know, your brain is actually a scalar wave transceiver that captures this energy coming from the sun or from the earth, and then it broadcasts it outward through the nervous system and creates this toroidal field of scalar energy around you. So your thought forms are scalar energy, and if it has enough duration and intensity, it will, first of all, it creates collectively and individually, this is how we're creating our physical reality. But also, you know, if we focus on something and if there's enough emotional charge behind it, then it will tend to manifest. And it seems that my device, I have a little pyramid device called a rest shield that puts out a scalar field, and it seems to act as a carrier wave for human thought forms. So we've noticed, and other people have noticed, that they tend to have more synchronicities in their life, and things tend to fall in your lap more easily.
Is that not law of attraction, though? I mean, isn't, because that is the definition of law of attraction. You focus with emotion, thoughts are things, and you focus with emotion to manifest what you want.
Precisely, because the law of attraction is based on physics. It's not some woo-woo metaphysical metaphor. You know, if this stuff really occurs, there has to be a mechanism. And that mechanism is this intergalactic grid of energy. The whole cosmos is a web of black holes, and that web doesn't stop at our level. Our bodies are a web of black holes. The acupuncture meridians in the body are junctures of superconducting minerals all along the nervous system and along the spine, and the brain neural pathways are loaded up with these superconducting minerals, and so is the DNA. And so you've got these black holes. And this is, you know, not me just saying this. You can go online and you can Google superconductivity in your genes, and you can see scientists showing this stuff. So you've got this whole matter-energy circuit through the cosmos that this God consciousness is flowing through, and this is how we create our reality. This is how the law of attraction works. Your brain is a scalar wave transceiver. It picks up this energy coming from the sun and the earth and rebroadcasts it. And so whatever you focus on, you're creating frequencies of this energy that tend to draw the reality into you that you're focusing on.
Fascinating. Yeah, so. Ken, we're up against a commercial break here. My guest tonight is Ken Rolla. We're talking about scalar energy, and right now we're focusing on the good parts of it. We've sort of talked about some of the more sinister aspects, but Ken Rolla, we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Come immerse yourself in Bhakti, Bhakti Fest, the nation's premier yoga, music, and personal growth festival. Join us September 7th through the 11th in the high desert of Joshua Tree, Bhakti Fest, featuring world-renowned yoga teachers, sacred musicians, and workshop leaders. Bring your family and camp out beneath the stars or stay at one of our many accommodations. Early bird discounts are available. For festival details, log on to Bhakti Fest. That's Bhakti Fest. BHAKTIFEST.com. Bhakti Fest. The experience of a lifetime, or perhaps many. BhaktiFest.com. Gopala Devakina Dana
Gopala. Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
The Rethink Kitchen and Bath event is going on now at the Home Depot, with great new ideas for the busiest rooms in the house, like the beautiful and beautifully durable Kohler Misto single-handle kitchen faucet. It's at a new lower price of just $119. Its durable stainless finish withstands the toughest daily use by twice the industry standards. Right now, no one offers more Kohler for your kitchen and bath than the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, valid through October 1st.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 9393 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 9393.
I love getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried thecompanystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Are you tired of the old bait and switch when you're buying auto insurance online? May I interest you in a conversation with an actual human being regarding your insurance needs? If so, call HVH Insurance Services at 888-498-4495. HVH Insurance specializes in auto, home, and business insurance. For honesty, integrity, and a personal relationship with your broker, pick up the phone today and call HVH at 888-498-4495 or log on to hvhins.com. That's hvhins.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 9393 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 9393.
You can learn to DIY just about anything.
Hey gang, today I'm going to show you how to deep fry a turkey. Now we're going to need some bubbling hot oil and a vat and a few helpers, so I grabbed the kids.
After all, some things are better left to the pros, like buying a home. Because without an expert to guide you from open house to closing, you could be headed for a meltdown.
And now that the bird is cooking, let's take a power nap.
So DIY yourself a favor and get Realtor. Head to Realtor.com/get Realtor today. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This is Charles Osgood. Go down the pain relief aisle and you'll see a lot of different pain relievers. But have you tried Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel? It is fast melting, quick absorbing, penetrating deep relief. Perfect for sore muscles or joints. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel has three powerful active ingredients that work for up to 8 full hours. In fact, nothing else you can buy is proven stronger or more effective against pain. Look for the tall blue box next to the Salonpas patches. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel.
I love getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried thecompanystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
I love getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried thecompanystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 9393 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 9393.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.
You are listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To call in live with your question or comment, please call 800-222-5222.
800-222-5222.
My God, I hear that song. I think about roller skating. That's the 80s, roller skating. My guest tonight is Ken Rolla. We're talking about scalar energy. And if you don't know what that is, you need to know what it is, because some of the things that we've covered so far are just amazing. The health benefits, the things that it can do to people in a good way and a bad way. And the scalar weapons are very scary. And Ken, I want to go back to, again, when you talk about that this can go back in time and sort of bring back things, because you talk about GMOs and we have a big problem, obviously, in this country with GMO foods and the soil being tainted, and it's getting harder and harder to just even keep up with the demand because people want organic food. How does this work in that realm in terms of helping us reverse this whole wave of bad soil and GMOs that we have?
Well, there actually are really simple ways to revert GMO DNA back to the original pattern, the original heirloom, in the case of plants. It takes a little understanding of DNA. DNA, as I mentioned before, it exhibits superconductivity in certain conditions, and it's getting the superconductivity from minerals that exist in our soil, some soils more so than others, but volcanic soil, volcanic rock is very high in platinum group elements and gold, silver, copper, mercury, and a few others that can exist in monoatomic form, meaning that normally these minerals are all metallic, and one of the conventional structure of a metal is the atoms are all bound together very, very tightly in some kind of three-dimensional grid pattern, and that's what makes it look metallic and have the properties of a metal. But you can send these certain minerals through photosynthesis, through fermentation, through breakdown with bacteria in the soil, vortexing them in water, in magnetic fields, and scalar fields, and you can break these metals down into individual atoms, and they're known as monoatomic minerals or elements. And these monoatomics are superconductors. They have really, really weird physics. They're interdimensional. The majority of the element is actually existing simultaneously in other dimensions of time and space, while part of it exists in our 3D space-time. And so these elements connect other frequencies of time and space to our three-dimensional world. And so in plants, photosynthesis uses these elements to bring scalar energy into the plant, to grow the plant, to turn into the cells and the matter the plant's composed of. Because if you think about it, you take a little acorn, you stick it in the ground, you can get this giant oak tree with huge amounts of mass from one tiny little seed, and yet there's not a gigantic hole in the ground where that matter, you know, it wasn't pulled up from the ground. Plants are energy-to-matter converters, and they're converting photonic energy, which conventional light, but also predominantly scalar energy, which is superluminal light, into their matter. And so when you genetically modify a plant, the genetic modification alters the DNA structure, and it suppresses the expression of the plant's true genetic structure, which is in the consciousness of the plant or the animal. So if you feed the plant or animal superconducting minerals, it will plug into the DNA, it'll plug into the neural pathways of the brain in the case of animals, and it will plug into the nervous system of animals and raise the superconductivity, and then the genetic expression from the consciousness of the organism can come through, and it will unwind the DNA, and it will revert back to the original pattern. So I've seen this done with on several occasions with crops, genetically modified crops, where they were fed superconducting elements, just volcanic minerals in a particular form where the superconductivity was high in them, and the plants revert back. And it's absolutely amazing to see this in one plant, you know, just like not multiple generations, but in that plant revert back to its original heirloom.
That is extremely good news, because we know how much GMOs have sort of infected the food system. You know, I want to ask you this. because there are a lot of relatively benign things that this technology could bring to society that wouldn't upset, you know, the paradigm. I mean, like you mentioned about 15 minutes ago about a cell phone here in Mars and a perfect clarity. I mean, we all have, I don't know what service you use, but we you know, you go to these areas where your cell phone doesn't work well or the calls drop. If that technology is here, wouldn't private industry, wouldn't T-Mobile and Sprint and all these guys jump on that, or they don't know about it?
Well, they don't know about it because they're, you know, most of the people working there are conventional scientists and engineers. There is a German company I've heard, and I can't find their, I found them once upon a time, and I can't find them again, but there's supposedly a German company working on a scalar phone. And that's the thing, though, you know, even, as I said, we're so ignorant of the fundamentals of matter and energy. Even with conventional cell phone technology, you could have cell phones that are far less damaging to living organisms. But it's almost like they pick the worst frequencies possible for living organisms for these things.
Is that on purpose? I mean, if cell phones could be so much safer, what's the reason for that?
Well, I think it's just stupidity. I mean, when I look at, well, you know, like what I was taught in engineering school, it was like almost all wrong. It's just fundamentally wrong. And, you know, for example, fundamentals like using explosive force technologies. For creating energy always has a toxic side effect, whereas implosive force doesn't. We have not been conditioned and trained in our education system, no matter what field we're in, to observe and imitate nature. And so I don't know if it's intentional. I suspect it is intentional that these frequencies are chosen to suppress human consciousness, to dumb us down, to make us more complacent, to reduce population. But I don't have any, you know, proof of that. But that's my impression, because there's just such a preponderance, not just with cellular technology, but our food supply, our medical system, the insurance industry that funds it all, energy production, just every aspect of our lives, the technologies and the fundamentals behind it are so flawed, when there are many people, and have been many people for hundreds of years, who've known better ways of doing these things. But those better ways of doing things upset the existing financial paradigm, for one thing. And so these, you know, there's the good old-fashioned profit motive that companies don't want their paradigm altered, and they don't want their finances hurt. So there's, of course, that conventional motive. But also, too, you know, I mean, I've been around world leaders. I've seen a lot of things that most people haven't seen and wouldn't believe. And so I've worked in the medical system as well. I've worked with a lot of stuff behind the scenes, a lot of really advanced technologies. And quite honestly, I mean, the whole reality that most people are living is a fantasy that's been manufactured for them. And so there's most definitely an agenda to intentionally suppress these beneficial technologies and concepts. Population, you know, we can have a far bigger population on this earth and be living sustainably if these kinds of technologies were allowed out. But in the existing paradigm, we're told, and rightfully so, we're overpopulated and we can't maintain the population as it is with conventional technologies. So rather than change to sustainable technologies, it's, you know, the paradigm is, well, let's reduce the population. And so I think that's part of what's behind all of these things.
Is it a situation where things are suppressed until the big companies can get their ducks in a row to roll these technologies? Because it seems like we get technology sort of rolled out and then everybody's excited and you buy the newest phone or you buy the newest device. Is it that? Because again, when you look at something as simple as a cell phone, everybody's becoming more and more aware of the dangers of the radiation or whatever that's coming from the phones, and people saying to turn them off at night and turn off your Wi-Fi at night and all these things. Wouldn't it be super profitable for a company that makes these devices to be able to say, hey, we have the first one, or we have one that has a fraction of those emissions. It's much safer and it's more effective. You know, it's a better, it works better.
Well, it would be profitable, super profitable for the company that had the guts to come out with it, but all the other companies that are competing against them would probably, you know, suppress it or kill the people involved. I mean, this happens over and over again all the time. General Motors 20 years ago came out with a fuel cell car that would eliminate the need for gasoline, and of course it went nowhere. There's been, you know, many, many technologies like that that could free the planet, but they're not allowed out because the existing industries buy them up, squash them, and kill people. I mean, this happens all the time. I've had friends murdered. I've had to go into hiding with death threats over technologies I've developed that can help humanity. You know, I can't talk about everything that I've developed publicly. And that's the paradigm. That's the norm. And I had a friend who's a medical doctor in Atlanta who wrote a book about the dangers of breast implants, and the largest manufacturer of breast implants tried to kill her with energy weapons, of all things. So, you know, most people, this is so far out of their paradigm that they don't believe that it exists, but this is the way the world operates. Now, you've got corporations that are so big now that there have, particularly with military contractors, you know, these military contractors that developed advanced weapon systems in World War II and since have gotten so big and so wealthy and so powerful because they've got the scalar technology. They've got other technologies that could destroy this planet. And governments fear them now. So these corporate conglomerates have developed these supranational, these entities that are above and beyond governments. And so, you know, this is something new that most people don't even realize is going on this planet. And to speak of it, you sound like a conspiracy theorist or a nut job. But that's the reality. When you work behind the scenes with these advanced technologies, you see this stuff all the time.
Hmm. You know, can we've only got a few minutes left. This has gone quick, this hour. What can people do? I mean, what advice can you give people to do something, protect themselves from all these things? Or is there anything that they can... By, I mean, obviously, I'm going to tell people to go to your website, but is there anything that people can just do listening tonight that can start to protect themselves?
Well, absolutely. The first thing is to understand that we create our reality, and this is not a metaphysical conceit. This is a scientific fact. All living organisms, individually and collectively, we are scalar wave transceivers. We're channeling this God consciousness through us, and we emanate these fields. And so whatever we focus upon individually and as a group, this is what we create for ourselves. And that is good because that is our trump card. That's the one thing that the powers that be do not want average people on this planet to know. They do not want them to know how powerful they are at creating their reality. Because the moment that you understand how powerful you are and you create your reality and you consciously, intentionally create your reality and stop having it manufactured for you, then your life changes. It becomes much more magical, much more enjoyable, much more loving, and you become much more healthy, too. Because when you start stepping out of the control paradigm and step out of being fed through mainstream media and those kinds of things, turn your television off, unplug for a while, meditate, go within, all the things that all great teachers have always taught, heal yourself, eat good food, eat organic food, detox the body. There are tons of programs and products for detoxifying the body. I've been teaching this stuff for decades, and I've got it on my website and my blog. But it's realizing that you have power, and you can change your life and create the reality that you want. For example, you know, in California, where you guys are, you're being inundated with nuclear fallout from Fukushima. You've got the geoengineering pollutants that are being sprayed all over the place. And most people just throw their hands up and say, oh, woe is me. Well, there are people out there creating technologies who can stop all that stuff. And you can create these technologies yourself very simply with a few things from eBay and Home Depot. And these are the things I've been teaching. You can make little pyramids out of specific materials, and you stick a few of them out in your backyard, and those will generate scalar waves that will go up in the atmosphere and clear geoengineering pollution, all pollution. It'll send it out into space if you build it properly.
And Ken, we are just right up against it out of time. I want to give out your website. It's freshandalive.com, freshandalive.com. Ken Rolla, thank you for being on. I hope everyone goes to your website and learn more about this. We got to bring you back on for a couple hours. There's just a lot of information to get
back. Okay.
But thank you so much for coming on tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Well, listen, we're just about out of time. I want to remind everybody that American Addict 2 dropped in July 1st, so you can see it on Amazon, If you're an Amazon Prime member, you can see it for free. It's on iTunes. It's everywhere. Check out American Addict 2, The Big Lie. This is Dr. Gregory A. Smith, and I will see you next Saturday night.